Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Tim in California with this issue. Can we use the fair market value to determine land valuation, leaving the rest of the purchase price as the value of the new rental house for depreciation purposes? The assessor's ratio isn't usually in our best interest. Well, Tim, it's true. In California, the appraisers tend to show a ratio somewhere close to 50-50 when left to their own devices. So sure, you can use the fair market value of the land. The only question is, where do you get the fair market value for your particular piece of land? There's a lot of money at stake here over a long period of time, so don't simply print off data from the internet. The best place is to get it from the appraiser's report. Since this is a new purchase, you've recently gotten an appraisal so the lender could give you the mortgage. Always, always ask for a copy of this at the time you arrange for the appraiser's appointment or when you work on the loan application with the lender. If you don't do it in the beginning, you will have to fight to get a copy of the appraisal after the escrow is settled. I've no idea why this is the case. After all, you paid for it. Just look at your HUD 1 escrow summary. It shows the cost. So hold firm, get a copy of the appraisal. It will have the correct land and building values. A professional appraisal is the best way to establish values for depreciation purposes. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about depreciation and basis and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.